Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor alongside Bob Casper. Great to be with you. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. Search for us where your favorite podcasts are found as well by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. The Chevron Championship, the ladies' first major, being played this week just outside Houston. World number one Nelly Korda is the defending champion. Not off to a great start, but she definitely brings the focus and the attention wherever she goes, especially when she's defending in a major championship. From there, they will charter a couple of planes and fly to St. George, Utah, and descend on the all-new Black Desert Resort for the first ever LPGA Black Desert Championship. And we couldn't be more excited to be part of hosting the LPGA back in the state of Utah for the first time in 60 years. This is the 75th year of the LPGA Tour. A lot of great stories, great players over the years, and this is just going to be great entertainment to be able to see them up close and personal. We'll talk about that as we'll be doing Real Golf Radio from the Black Desert Championship next week at Black Desert and tell our tales about playing in the Pro-Am.
I'm excited.
I wish you and I were playing together, but that's not the case.
We're not playing together, huh?
I don't think they got to split us up.
Yeah. But that's okay. We'll have a great time. It'll be awesome to play with the ladies and awesome to be down there for another PGA Tour event at Black Desert.
Yeah, absolutely. We were there in the fall as the tour descended, and Matt McCarty went on to win and then found himself in contention on a Saturday in his first ever Masters tournament. So, you just never know what can come out of playing in these events and where
that
they're
for. Darn 16th hole.
That was a pressure cooker.
Yes.
He had Rory McIlroy waiting to putt for eagle and waiting for him to tee off, and he pulled it in the water. Now, he said afterwards that had nothing to do with it. Well, keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. Being a left-hander, he pushed it in the water.
Sorry, he would have pushed it in the water. You're right.
Yeah.
Good correction. Ryan Ballingee, golfnewsnet.com, is going to join us. We'll talk a little LPGA coming up next. Also, America's favorite caddy on the back nine. We got to talk about Justin Thomas back in the winner's circle, what that means. PGA Tour also playing a team event in Nolens. It's all coming up next here on Real Golf Radio.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend from golfnewsnet.com and all the other broadcasts that he has going on. Ryan Ballingy is our guest. Hey, Ryan, how's it going, man?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Sorry, I didn't want to mess up the name. You've got a TV thing going this week with the Chevron, the ladies' first major, so congrats on that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're teaming up with the LPGA. We're going to do a wrap-up show of the first major of the year, the Chevron Championship. It's a really cool opportunity for me, running Golf News Net all these years. Been a huge advocate and fan of the LPGA. We were the first people to do an LPGA podcast. We've covered the LPGA with as much vigor as we cover the PGA Tour or the DP World Tour for all these years. And it's really cool to formally have this opportunity with them.
Well, congratulations and well done, by the way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So where can everybody find that? We want to check that out Monday. Chevron Recap. Where do we find it?
So we're going to push it out through our owned and operated channels. So our YouTube, our website, Golf News Net TV. It'll be available on some of our social channels beyond YouTube, so like Facebook, which has longer videos. The LPGA is going to push it out on their platforms as well, so their socials, their website, their YouTube. And then it'll live on for probably a few weeks after that on GNN TV and our app for Roku and Amazon Fire.
I love it. Well done.
That's cool.
Way to go, man. Nice job. So let's talk Chevron. This is a one that is historic major. The old Dinosaur left the desert a couple of years ago and moved to just outside Houston. It's not Poppy's Pond, but there still is water and there's still a jump afterwards. They keep that tradition alive. But tell us your thoughts on the new quote unquote venue for this event and what we're seeing so far.
I think Grant Boone from Golf Channel really put it well the other day, and I heard this line so attributed to him, which is you can't microwave history. And I think that there's kind of been some trepidation about the move of the event from California desert to the Houston area, because there's so much history associated with the Dinosaur and Mission Hills. And I can completely understand that. It's still a really, really good golf course. Tom Fazio designed, it's 6,900 yards. So for LPGA standards, that's a longer course, not the longest one, but a longer course. It asks a lot of the players. It can play hard into the wind. Putting surfaces are not particularly easy. They're big by modern standards, so there's lots of room for three putts. We've had good drama on this golf course that also has kind of been plagued by weather a couple of different times. So I think that's maybe a little bit of a knock on it. It just seems to kind of be in the way of thunderstorms during the week in the championship. But I mean, you've got basically the entire top 50 in the world here for the first major of the year. You've got a good purse that Chevron's committed to increasing each year. And it's a great defending champion in the world number one. She didn't have the best opening round, but a great defending champion to bring additional energy and enthusiasm to the event.
And this is in the part of Texas Woodlands, like Brian said, just outside of Houston. This has had a lot of golf tradition. PGA Tour was there for quite a while. PGA Tour Champions is playing there. The Woodlands is a great area for golf, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is. I mean, and we were doing our tournament previews for folks who are more interested in the betting side of things, I thought about Ailyn Kim because she won her U.S. Women's Open in December 2020, the strangest major championship ever played, but she won it just outside the Woodlands, a champion in Houston, the Houston area. So they have a great golf tradition in Houston, obviously, between the PGA Tour. You know, LIV has come there now. There's plenty of great golf history in the Houston area, and it is a well-supported event by the community. And just kind of enters that pantheon of great Houston professional golf.
Ryan Ballingy, Golf News Net, joining us. How big is Nelly Korda for women's golf right now? I mean, you watching the broadcast, all of the marketing materials, she's the defending champ, so rightly so. But when your defending champ is also the world number one and one of the most marketable lady golfers in some time, it's no wonder they're showcasing her. But how big is her presence? And I'm sure the tournament hoping that she has a really good solid second round and is playing all four of them this week.
Yeah, kind of the big marketing post of the LPGA at this point. It almost kind of feels like she's been under-marketed given what she accomplished last year, the winning streak that she went on to tie the LPGA consecutive wins record in its history, which is now 75 years. So, wow. I mean, this isn't a record that just kind of came out of thin air. This is a big deal, what she accomplished last year. She hasn't played quite to the same standard so far this year. I think that's kind of be expected. And you kind of see some parallels to that with Scottie Scheffler, right, who was the best golfer on the planet, probably still is the best golfer on the planet, just isn't winning at the same clip. So beyond her, you know, her performance is very, very important this week, particularly for an American TV audience. But, you know, we talked before we recorded, the likes of Charlie Hall, who seems to be a draw for American fans and also for European fans. Gino Tittacall has been so great since she turned pro. I mean, she's been winning professional golf tournaments since she was 14 years old. She's the youngest person to ever win a professional golf tournament, man or woman. And she is such a great personality. She just hasn't broken through in a major yet. I think there'll be a lot of excitement, especially internationally, once she kind of does break through into a major. And then Lydia Ko is super important. I mean, she's kind of been riding this interesting wave the last couple of years where 2022 was kind of her comeback year. She wins three times. She wins the race to the CME Globe, the biggest prize, single prize money event or winner's check on the LPGA at the end of the year. 2023 kind of comes and the dip kind of comes back, not as good. 2024 does it all. She wins a major again. She wins the gold medal in the Olympics and has a tremendous year. She qualifies for the LPGA Hall of Fame. She's already won this year. Super popular player, particularly among people in the know about the LPGA. But I mean, Nelly is the one that breaks through, right? She's the one that kind of breaks through into the common zeitgeist of, hey, she's really good at golf. We should watch her play. So she's really important to the future of the LPGA.
Ryan Ballingy, Golf News Net, joining us. So with that said, our home state here in Utah is set to welcome the LPGA Tour back for the first time in 60 years. So of that 75 years, it's been a long time. And one of those players that is playing next week is tied for the lead as we record this right now. Hey, Ron Rue, tell us a little bit about her.
Fabulous player. She won last year the FM Championship out in the Boston area, first year for that event. She's a solid player. I mean, she just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. There are a number of players kind of like her at the top end of the LPGA right now. Ayaka Furue is one of them. Miyu Yamashita is another. She's a little bit younger. they just don't make mistakes. Heyran's a little bit more fun to watch. It does take a little bit more gamble than Ayaka or Miyu do. She's kind of due for a big tournament like this. She just plays such solid golf. It'll be interesting to see if she kind of holds it together over the remainder of the weekend and can get this thing done. She would be a very interesting, popular winner, certainly overseas, but she'd be an interesting winner to finally get one of these five majors.
7-under 65 in that opening round. Also right there in third, Hoojoo Kim. She'll be coming to Utah at Black Desert. She shot 67 in her opening round, and as we speak, is currently in third place. Tell us a little bit about Hoojoo.
She's a great player. Already won this year. She won the Ford Championship in a playoff over Lilia Vu. I mean, it was a great one-hole playoff. Both had good looks at birdie. Hoojoo's went in, Lilia's didn't, and that decided the whole thing. She's the first player, man or woman, to shoot 61 in a major championship. Did a long time ago based on her career at the Evian Championship, one of the first years it was considered one of the five majors by the LPGA. Really engaging player, and she's a lot of fun to watch. She could be one to take it pretty, push the bar pretty high here on the leaderboard if the scoring conditions allow, and it seems like it will with probably softening up of the golf course with weather they've had.
Great stuff. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com, joining us. I want to talk about some more of these players coming to Black Desert next week. We'll do it next after this short break. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you again and welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Next week, it's the Black Desert Championship. LPGA Tour is coming to Black Desert in St. George, Utah. BlackDesertEvents.com is where you can find tickets, hospitality, and other options and information. BlackDesertEvents.com. Continuing now our conversation with our friend Ryan Ballingy with GolfNewsNet.com. So before the break, right, we were going over some of the players that are coming into Black Desert from the Chevron Championship. First major in ladies golf this year. Some of the other players that I'm looking at on this list coming to Black Desert: Lilia Vu, who won this event I believe a couple of years ago, Charlie Hole, as we mentioned, Celine Boutier, Amy Yang, Minji Lee, Megan Kang, Yuka Saso, Patty Tavatanakik. That just is a challenge always for me to try to roll all of those in there. But she's the bomber on the, she's the Bryson, right, of the LPGA Tour. She just bashes it. Nasa Hataoka, I became a huge fan of her at the U.S. Open at Olympic Club, the way she plays. Allison Corpuz won at Pebble Beach, the U.S. Open. So you start looking at some of those names, pretty good ones coming to Black Desert next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm personally a big fan of Patty T. She just hits the ever-living crap out of the ball. It's really, really fun to watch her drive. I mean, she's hitting it over 300 regularly, which she won this event, the Chevron, before it moved, you know, the COVID year, basically, of the what was then the ANA Inspiration. I mean, she was hitting driver 330 off the tee in the desert environment. I mean, that's just insane. She really kind of went through a difficult time a couple of years ago, I think, trying to handle the life of a professional golfer and certainly the pressure that comes with being an early career major championship winner. She's worked her way through that. She had a really nice comeback year last year. She wound up winning the Grant Thornton Invitational, the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour team event in December with Jake Knapp. So she's held a trophy at least somewhat recently. She's going to be a lot of fun to watch at Black Desert.
And then Ingrid Lindblad got the win last week. She's from Sweden. Am I remembering right? She was a drive or an ANWA.
Yes, she won the ANWA
winner, right?
A couple years ago.
She did basically everything but win ANWA. I mean, third, and fourth in three different attempts. She is fabulous. I mean, she hits the ball hard. It gives her such a huge advantage. She's really starting to kind of round out into a better professional golfer. She played so well on the Epson Tour last year, and you know, she wins in Waterloo, earned her fourth start on the LPGA in her rookie season. She's got the total package to go and win a lot of events really, really quickly. She's a bust.
Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com, joining us. So Black Desert's going to play, I think, just a little over 6,500 yards. It sits roughly around 2,000 feet of elevation. Fairly generous fairways. I had a chance to play it a few rounds last week. Walking, it's a good walk. They've got everything shut down, essentially, and they're going to town to make this thing look just absolutely fabulous. The grandstands are up, the hospitality suites. It really does look good. It's going to be a great host. But 6,500 yards. What's your thoughts on the distance, and what do you suppose on a golf course like that? I think what did Matt McCarty shot, 22, 23?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, 22, 23
under par. To win last fall. What's your thoughts at 6,500? That was probably at 7,500 yards. At 6,500 yards, what's your thoughts on a score?
Probably a similar range. I will say that the LPGA tends to try to set up their courses a little bit more generously for birdies and eagles, especially when a course is somewhat gettable. So I would think at that distance, some of the players are going to be licking their chops, trying to think about 23, 24 under par. It looks so good on TV. I mean, I haven't had the chance to play it, so I don't really care what anyone shoots on it. It just looks great. And I think the LPGA players will really appreciate it. I think people coming to the tournament will also appreciate how wildly accurate the LPGA players are off the tee. They can hit 10-yard wide fairways compared to the guys who can't hit 40-yard wide fairways.
Yeah.
That's just a different style. And there has been more power that's crept into the LPGA in recent years. Driving distances are up. They're closer to 250, 260 off the tee than maybe 15, 20 years ago. But still, accuracy is a big name in the game. So they're going to be taking dead aim at whatever line they see. If they're going to look at a lava rock, they're going to hit at that lava rock. And it's just, I've had the good fortune to play with some LPGA players over the years, and their ability to pick out the smallest thing, hit to it, and be within a foot or two of what they originally intended, not only in terms of line, but also number. It's frightening how good they are, where I would love to hit a wedge from 100 yards as close as they hit a hybrid from 185. I mean, it is crazy. And I think that'll lead to some great shot making, some good scoring.
You know, what's interesting, Bob, is they actually, the rough, the rough is basically non-existent at Black Desert. It's U.S. Open rough right now.
Wow.
Like three inches. And there's only a little few patches, and most of the time it keeps you from rolling into the lava, which is good.
Sure.
But yeah. The comment that was made was, these girls are so accurate, we have to put something in here. So.
Well, and the other thing that's cool about the LPGA Tour is how approachable they are as far as fans and all that kind of thing. They understand what their product is and how much the fans mean to them.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, I have really enjoyed covering them over the years because they will talk to you. They won't give you generic answers. They will respond to good questions. They want you to know not only how good they are, but how good they are at being an ambassador for golf. That they really love their job. They really love being able to do this for a living, and they work so hard at it. And all they really want is the recognition for their talent and their effort and their time. And that's starting to kind of come out a little bit better as more and more people invest in women's sports in general. And that's good. They're really fun to be around. I mean, if you ever get the good fortune to just go play in a pro-am or play around with, or do a swing clinic with, or whatever they interact with an LPGA player, you're going to find you're going to really like them.
Bob and I are going to have that such an opportunity on the Wednesday Pro-Am coming up next week, which we're super excited about. So we will let you know how that goes, Ryan. We'll try to do a little bit better job. And by a little bit better, I mean like actually make an effort to capture some of it for social and things like that. We're the worst at social. So we're trying to, efforting a little bit. So we'll come up with something for you.
Well, hopefully when you hold the trophy at the end of the Pro-Am wave that you're in, we'll get some of that for social media. And you can tell the fine people about your tremendous effort carrying whichever player is your Pro-Am partner.
Right. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be doing that. That's embarrassing right there. I'm just there to watch. It's just going to be so fun to watch and be around him, like you said. Hey, real quickly, we haven't chatted with you since the Masters. You mentioned Scottie Scheffler. Felt like he was going to win another 7 or 8 this year. He hasn't done that, but then steps through Rory, and now it almost feels like Rory probably is going to do a Scottie-like year the way he's already started off. What's your thoughts on his breakthrough win and expectations going forward?
I never thought I'd see the day. And I thought the way that it would play out was almost, frankly, the opposite of how it did. That if he were going to complete the career Grand Slam, he would have to do it with a 20-shot lead with 9 holes to play. And, you know, he had
4.
A limp in. And yeah, and it should have been like 20, but, you know, it wasn't good enough. But, that, I mean, what drama. What a great time watching it. I mean, I was watching the final round with friends of my son, and they never really watched golf, and by the end of it they were like, well, can you come over for the PGA championship and we'll watch it then? Like they were in after having watched all of that. It's the Masters just delivers. It just is so good, and it was so amazing to see some of the best and some of the worst shots you've ever seen from not just a major champion, an all-time great in a singular round. That just doesn't happen like that usually. You usually get the trophy at the end or the green jacket at the end of this game. But so cool for him to have completed the career Grand Slam. I mean, you just can't ask for a whole lot better than that. But I do want to give a shout out to Justin Rose for still playing world championship caliber golf, major championship caliber golf at 43 and 44 years old.
Yeah.
He had a chance to win the last two major championships. He's had his heart broken twice at this place by birdies on a playoff hole in 18. And the stat that blew my mind a couple of days after is Rose's playoff losses in the Masters are to Sergio Garcia, and Rory McIlroy, the two guys that took the most number of starts to finally win their first Masters, 19 and 17.
That's individually. A great stat.
Yeah, and fellow Ryder Cuppers, so, too.
Yeah. And, I mean, just and of course, it's a Ryder Cup year, so every European golfer is playing like they found the fountain of youth. It just has all come together really, really well. And it does set up Quail Hollow very nicely, which I think everybody and their grandmother is now going to think about. Justin Thomas winning a third Wanamaker because he won there in 17. So people are watching. I mean, the ratings for Harbortown were through the roof. The ratings for the Masters were incredible for a non-Tiger year. I mean, I know people are watching fewer and fewer events as commonalities, you know, as other than the Super Bowl, but people are watching golf again. So maybe people will kind of turn the corner after a couple years of being sour on it because of all the live stuff.
Hey, and you know, you mentioned with the monkey off the back with Rory, what do you expect going forward with him as far as majors and maybe even numbers of wins?
I mean, that's the intrigue, right, Bob? Is like, all right, well, if you took the lid off, what could he do? Well, how many majors did he cost himself thinking, I can finally end the skid today? I mean, you would think that probably the U.S. Open had something to do with that. That would be number six. There's probably a couple others in there. I mean, the 22 Open at St. Andrews where he just kind of got pipped, but he played too conservatively on the back nine. That's probably seven. Well, now we can spin that forward. Well, he loves Quail Hollow just as much as Justin Thomas, probably more. He's won four times there. Oakmont seems to line up perfectly with how well he drives the golf ball. And then you're going to play in Northern Ireland for the final major of the year. If right. he wins the other two, it almost feels like it's like a lock that he's going to win the last one. I know that's scary to start thinking about those kinds of things, but at least this year's battery of majors is like the all-star lineup of where Rory McIlroy would like to play and win. So beyond that, he still has probably 8 to 10 good years left of being relevant because he hits the ball so darn far off the tee. That's not going anywhere. So he's in it. I mean, he's in the next 30 to 40 majors with a legitimate chance to win. And you're telling me he can't pick off three or four of them? Maybe he gets double digits somehow?
Well, we're here for it. It's good stuff. Hey, by the way, real quick before I let you go, does the LPGA have the same thing as the PGA Tour? Like if you finish top 10 previous week, you're into the next week if you weren't already qualified?
Yes, you can get in based on prior week. Yep.
Gotcha.
So there's plenty to play for in that regard, too, for players who don't have a lot of access but somehow got in this week.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Although it is a major, so that's probably not necessarily going to be the case. But yeah, you never know. You never know.
I don't know. We've had some interesting leaderboards here the 2 years that it's been here at Carlton Woods. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone you definitely don't expect is there knocking on the door Sunday.
Well, help tell the story. Black Desert taking care of these ladies, welcoming them to Utah, and got the charter flights for them directly from the Chevron to St. George for the Black Desert Championship, putting them up in the brand new resort and really rolling out the red carpet for them. So we're excited to have the ladies back in Utah. Looking forward to a great show next week, and we'll talk to you real soon on that.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You got it. Ryan Ballingy, be sure to check out his recap on his Golf News TV. Golf News Net TV that he's doing, wrapping up the Chevron Championship, the ladies' first major going on this week. And check out all of his stuff, golfnewsnet.com. Thanks to Ryan. We'll always appreciate him and his time. We'll take a break. More Real Golf continues next.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank.
like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
The LPGA Tour is coming to Utah. Don't miss your chance to see the best players in the world at the Black Desert Championship May 1st through 4th at Black Desert Resort in St. George. Tickets are on sale now, including hospitality, at blackdesertevents.com. Take it a step further and play in the Pro-Am or walk inside the ropes as an honorary observer. Packages and details available at blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. The LPGA Tour at Black Desert. I'll see you there.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, it's the Cobra fitting event this April 24th through the 27th. The Cobra DS Adapt drivers are engineered with Future Fit 33 technology, which allows you to adjust loft and lie. Also, take advantage of the 50% bonus trade-in towards any new Cobra 2025 clubs. Swing into Uinta Golf or book your fitting online at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. Thanks again to Ryan Ballingy, who joined us there for a couple of segments talking about the LPGA, the Chevron Championship this week, as well as Rory and the reaction to his winning the Masters. And I think everybody kind of has the same sentiment, Bob, that Rory, now that he's got that weight off of him, the scar tissue that it was building up from all of those opportunities to win the career Grand Slam and being majorless for over a decade?
Yeah.
That he's freed up now, and we expect that he's going to go on some kind of run. I don't think New Orleans is the litmus test for that, by the way. I don't think playing the team event with his buddy, this has got to just feel like I'm just going to go out here and have some fun. But I'm talking about Quail Hollow in a couple of weeks. Like, what are we going to see out of Rory McIlroy? And it just, you would expect that he's just going to go rip it up.
Yeah, everything's going to ramp up towards that one. It's just a matter now of getting some competition under his belt and playing some competitive golf. I think Rory isn't it's not a huge priority for him this year. Shane Lowry carried him.
What's not a huge priority? You're talking about New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans. Okay. I think this is just getting some play in, being the defending champion with Shane Lowry, and just, you know, trying to play as best as you can and see if you can see if you guys can win again for the second year in a row. But, you know, it's just a process of getting ready for Quail Hollow. And I think that's his priority right now.
Well, no doubt, as they're going around, they've got Journey playing in the back of their heads, right?
That's right.
The little karaoke session after has become somewhat of a legend with those two.
Yeah. Shane just handed in the mic and said, go.
Just a small tent. No, I'm not going to go down there. So also, since we're talking Augusta, back at Augusta, Chairman Ridley. Well, before I get into that, Bryson focused his frustration after his round on his irons. Here's what Bryson has to say about his irons. We were going to get to this last week, and we didn't get a chance. Here you go.
Wasn't tight, wasn't dialed in. I kept hitting the heel, and
it's something that I've been actually working on with LA Golf, and we got some irons in that it's got some more weight on the toe, which helps dramatically, but we haven't got the front edge just right yet. And so I can't wait. You're going to see some new equipment here very, very soon, which hopefully will optimize my game to an even greater level. Super excited about it, actually.
Super excited about it.
Super excited.
So
okay, so let me say something.
Okay.
As upright as you have to play his irons, all being that one length.
Yeah.
Of course, the heel's going to be digging.
Mm.
So you got to do something to counteract that. And that sounds like what he's going to be doing with weighting in the toe. But then the leading edge is where he's having troubles as well. So
wasn't tight, wasn't dialed in. I kept hitting the heel. And it's something that I've been actually working on with LA Golf. And we got some irons in that it's got some more weight on the toe, which helps dramatically. But we haven't got the front edge just right yet. And so I'm...
Oh, when I get these, I'm going to...
If I could just...
Be a world beater.
If I could just... Bryson's like, if I could just design my own irons to be just perfect, if I didn't have to suffer through the lack of professionalism, the tolerances that manufacturers find acceptable, which is not acceptable to me, if yeah. I could only...
Wasn't tight, wasn't dialed in. I kept hitting the heel, and it's something that I've been actually working on with LA Golf.
Okay, did I hear that right? Yeah, so...
LA Golf.
Over the years, the greatest champions have turned their and trusted their games to the craftsmanship of LA Golf?
No.
What are you even talking about right now? So first of all...
Does LA Golf have a... you know, a machine that will make those, you know?
Well, they're 3D printing them.
Yeah. 3D printing them?
Yeah. Apparently. So in the early in the week of the Masters,
yeah.
he gets asked about, you know, his, you know, success or lack thereof over the years there. And he just basically threw his equipment manufacturers under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, help me out here. Court of public opinion. If you... were going to get a new set of irons and you had Cobra or LA Golf. I mean, which one? So you're telling me the Cobra products stink, which held you back from winning the Masters all these years. And now LA Golf is the key to your, to a green jacket. That's what he's telling me.
If he did that to Cobra, wait till he does it to LA Golf.
No one's
They're going to probably have to fold up shop.
The last time I looked on their website, they didn't even offer irons. They sell drivers and putters and shafts.
Yeah.
And apparel.
There you go.
I don't see a lot of people rocking the LA Golf. I don't even know LA Golf. I don't. They could be awesome. You know, they could be the greatest guys. Could be guys that we know. I don't even know.
Yeah.
My point is this is what he's putting it on, is that the he just needed to get the irons right. Sorry. I wanted to say that last week, and we spent so much time talking about Rory, rightly so. And Bryson, I know he's got a ton of fans, but I just don't get that. So when I look back at Tiger's career, it makes me wonder, what if he had just stayed with Butch and he didn't go through those swing changes? How many more majors would Tiger... Well, let me just ask you this. If Tiger had stayed with Butch... And not gone to, was Haney the next?
Haney was the next one.
If he had just skipped the whole Haney phase and stayed with Butch, would he have won more majors or less majors, Bob?
Well, between Butch and Haney, that was where he won all of his majors, except for the last one. And he was on his own for the last one in 2019. So, would he?
I don't know. Yeah, but what do you think?
I don't know. I think those first two... We're fine. Then going down the rabbit hole with the other two, no.
So after he won the Masters in 97, he reconstructed his swing.
He did. Yes. Yeah.
And then that led to 2000. But he did that with Butch, right?
Yes.
And then he wins 2000. And that thing is still the benchmark, right? That most people talk about.
Absolutely.
And then he decides to mix it up again with Hank Haney. All I'm saying is he spent some time switching instructors. I don't know the full story. I don't know the complete inside story, but it seems like it was, he didn't like the fact that Butch was getting too much notoriety for being responsible for Tiger's wins.
Same thing with Fluff.
Right. So there's a pattern there. So he probably did it out of pride. Out of pride, did he cost himself some wins? Would anyone have discounted Tiger's greatness if he had stayed with Butch Harmon? No. So I wonder if chasing swing cost Tiger some wins and some major wins in the prime window, because what Tiger didn't know at the time was that in what was going to happen in 2009 and subsequently thereafter, right?
Correct.
His body wasn't going to hold up, and probably some, you know, obviously some painkillers led to some challenging times. So anyway, what does that have to do with Bryson? Well, I wonder if Bryson's pursuit of doing it his way.
The mad scientist?
Yes, the mad scientist stuff. What's that costing him? Bryson is obviously talented. He's obviously extremely gifted. He hits a golf ball like few people have ever hit a golf ball.
Yep.
And yet he's doing that, and he's like, let's go back to LA golf. I just don't, I would think that you'd go to, it feels like if you're having iron problems, you know, Cobra could help. Cobra invested millions of dollars to help in Bryson over the years. And then to chuck him under the bus, I just don't think it's cool. I don't like that.
Maybe what's going to happen is Bryson bought the 3D printer, and they'll slap an LA Golf name on it.
It's going to be Bryson Golf.
Yeah. Or it could be. Yeah.
Let's just think about that for a minute. How many people out there, raise your hands, because we can see you in radio, would buy Bryson DeChambeau irons? It's the new BD1 from Bryson DeChambeau, made by LA Golf. I mean, are you lining up to go buy those? They're all one length.
A lot of people are lining up to go buy them because they didn't line up to go buy them when he was at Cobra.
Yeah.
Because it's such an extreme version of an iron, okay? All the irons being the same length, even sand wedges, lob wedges, everything, all the same length. Same length as a 6-iron, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
That's
for him. He's going to do it his way.
It
Phil did
for
it
you.
His way. Yep. Palmer did it his way. I guess Tiger did it his way. I just wonder again, what is he missing potentially?
Yeah.
You know, because this is not a bag on Bryson. It's a questioning Bryson's strategy around the talent that he has. I just think he probably should have won. He's a 2-time U.S. Open champion.
Immense talent.
Yeah.
Amazing talent.
Yeah. Another thing, to go back to Augusta, Chairman Ridley addressed slow play.
Uh-huh.
My brother decided to bring that up with my brother-in-law this last week. I know you're laughing because, of all, my brother addressed it with my brother-in-law. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Slow play, like,
is your brother-in-law slow player?
How do you break it to someone that they're a slow player, first of all?
Dude, speed it up.
This is sensitive. It's not just simply like, hey, while we're young, you know. So the full story goes like this, okay? This is a little bit of golf drama within the fam.
Within the family.
My dad invites my brother and I to play in a pro-am with a pro and the three of us. Uh-huh. I can't make it that day. So he ends up not inviting my brother-in-law, who lives right next to him.
Oops.
And apparently it was rooted in the fact that the last pro-am they played at, he was really, really slow. And the pro that they played with didn't really like it. And so he decides to get someone else. Well, he finds out that just rando guy gets put in the group, and he's obviously he's hurt, right? It's like, wait, what? I must not be a good enough player. I must not be good enough to play with them. That's what he's thinking. And he's hurt. So my brother's like, actually, it's not so much that you're not good enough. It's, how do I say, you're not fast enough. Anyway, he has the conversation, and it was actually, he called my sister to tell her about what do you think we should say? And she's like, really? I didn't know. I had no idea. Well, she admits that some of his friends don't call him to play anymore. And he has no idea. So she decides to tell him. So my sister tells him. And then my brother-in-law texts my brother, says, hey, why didn't you tell me? So this is what he said, which I thought was actually, he said he handled it really well. He said, I was the stinky kid in class all these years and no one told me.
Oh my.
He wanted to confront my dad about it and be like,
oh,
hey.
My.
And that's a sensitive thing. Let me just tell you, having to talk to somebody about being slow. So when you say, how tough is it to fix slow play on the PGA Tour? Now, these guys are professionals, so they can put their feelings aside. Look, this is a business. You got to play faster. But man, that was a tough one. Mm. Is there a harder? What else?
Well, it was a tough one because it was in the family.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, if it's just whoever, you'd be like, bro, you got to speed it up, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So I told him when we first started doing this show, I was so worried about being a slow player because it got so much attention that I read everything I could about what can you do to be ready to play ready golf, not be a slow player. Right. I never wanted that label. That feels like the worst thing. Cheating, number one, would be the worst. And then two, being a slow player. Yeah. Is there something worse than that?
No.
A choker? I mean, choker's bad. That's not a good thing,
but that's, yeah, you can get over that. That's a different story. Yeah.
If you're slow a cheater, play, that's the worst.
Not acceptable.
Yeah. Slow player. Yeah.
Yep.
So I would love to hear at Real Golf, if you want to hit us up on X, I would love to hear maybe what you've done or what the conversations have been like. If you've ever had to approach, especially a family or a friend, about their slow play, that's a tough conversation. Stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two is next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-333-7337.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. NBA playoff action. The Celtics lead the Magic 2-0 after a big at-home W win in Boston, 109-100. Magic looking for a win as they go into Game 3, returning to Orlando. Rockets blast off to a win at home in Houston, 109-94 over the Warriors, who lost Jimmy Butler during the game. That series now tied 1-1. Cavaliers continue to turn down the Heat, dominating that series, leading 2-0 after a big at-home W against Houston, 121-112. Exciting playoff action as the Stars now lead their series over the Avalanche after an overtime W on the road, 2-1. Avalanche looking to hopefully tie that series back up in Game 4. The Kings now lead their series 2-0 after a win at home over the Oilers, 6-2. And the Capitals taking care of business, leading their series now 2-0 going into Game 3 after a win at home over the Canadiens, 3-1. On the eve of the 2025 NFL first-round draft, the Tennessee Titans signed veteran wide receiver Tyler Lockett to a one-year deal. Tennessee also looking forward to drafting the first number one overall pick in this year's draft. Cleveland Browns have the second pick, followed by the Giants, Patriots, and Jaguars finishing the top five. At 6, the Raiders are on the clock, followed by the Jets, Panthers, the Saints, and then the Bears, rounding out the top 10. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Chicago Bears Hall of Famer Steve McMichael passed away after a long fight with ALS at age 67 on Wednesday. The defensive tackle who played college ball at the University of Texas was drafted by the New England Patriots and played the 1980 season in Foxborough before being cut going into the 1981 campaign and then landing in Chicago. He was a unanimous All-American in Austin in 1979 and was a two-time Pro Bowler, voted one of the top 100 Bears of all time and was an integral cog that helped Chicago win their only Super Bowl ever in January of 1986, beating the team that drafted him. He would earn induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2024. While that championship team had quiet leaders like Walter Payton and Mike Singletary, McMichael will be remembered as brash and outspoken, like many of the personalities on that squad, a team that broke several defensive records and made a pop music record of their own in the Super Bowl Shuffle. Sports in 60, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. I am the guy that he mentioned, Brian Taylor. He's the other guy, Bob Casper. Good to be with you. Dave Glauser is our producer. At Real Golf is where you can interact with us on X. And, of course, you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, Dave does a great job. He sections up by hour and also sections up by interview. So you can catch either hour one or two or interviews with the caddy and Ryan Ballingy this week.
It's all available for you. Your listening, convenient pleasure. Hopefully you enjoy
that. Yeah.
Caddy is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. You know, he's been at Philly Cricket Club all day.
Ooh, that's coming up in a couple weeks.
You know, I've never been to Philly Cricket Club, but if you were to just list it, you just, knowing nothing, you would have to say, ooh, I want to go there.
Yeah.
I had some friends that took a trip there last year. They did Marion. They did Philly Cricket. They didn't get on Pine Valley, but apparently it's just something special.
That's old. The truest championship there in Philadelphia, PA.
Philly.
They have great cheesesteak sandwiches there too.
It's important to what did. What was it that Ryan Ballingy said? You can't microwave history.
That's right.
You have to kind of let it bake a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's what these, like all these old great clubs, they've got all this history.
Yep. You know? Especially there in the Northeast.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Yeah.
It's unreal. You talk about some of these new places where you can put, I'm going over to Scotland in September. You'll probably hear about that a little bit more between now and then.
Yeah.
But I was talking to a friend that I met at Augusta, he's a photographer and he lives in Dornoch. And when I mentioned King's Barnes, he goes, don't put a shovel in too deep. That's all man-made. Okay. But I get what you get what he's saying.
Yeah.
By the way,
exactly.
King's Barnes is phenomenal.
It is really good.
But it is, quote, new links, right? And
yes.
It's modern links, sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. Whereas some of these other places that have been there, they were formed by Mother Nature. There's more of an authenticity to that, apparently. Not apparently. It's true. I'm with you. I buy that. I buy into that, but that's okay. You can also have things become instant classics. That's another one of my favorites. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Mm-hmm.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get 4 select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us. Again, blackdesertevents.com is where you can get your tickets and find out about next week's LPGA Black Desert Championship in St. George, Utah. Definitely come check it out. This is a golf course, if you haven't seen it, many of you have played it. Seems like everybody's wanting to get down there and play it these days, and for good reason. It's Weisskopf's final, 73rd and final design, and he left us with a masterpiece. There's just no two ways about it. The creativity and the vision to see the golf course out of that piece of land with all the lava and everything, it's just, it's remarkable. It's cool to see people come there for the first time from all over the world and comment on how special that place is and how unique and the tests that it provides, the views that it presents. It's just really, it's really phenomenal. And so I'm excited to see these how these ladies attack it and what they think of this golf course in their first experience. It's going to play 6,600 yards, a par 72, and they're going to play essentially the blue tees. So you're going to have some reachable par fours. You're going to have some gettable par fives. And it's going to, you know, if reading the greens is the toughest thing. Lucas Glover talked about that after, you know, took him three rounds before he finally, you know, was able to read the greens and shot that 62 on Sunday. But yeah, it's going to be great. Like it's one of those where, you know, their length, the length they hit their drives on average is actually plays pretty perfect for Black Desert. Mm-hmm. Like you could hit driver on one and be in perfect position. Most of them will probably do that. Two is not a driver hole. It's just a 200 yard shot over the corner, sets up a nice, you know, 9-iron, 8-iron in.
Yeah.
Three is a par three down the hill. Four, they will hit driver right over the corner and it'll run down the hill into a perfect spot. Five is a drivable one. You'll see some of the ladies knock it on the green, depending on where they put the tee boxes, and the other ones it'll be a wedge game, and they'll be able to play that really, really well. Six, tough green. They're gonna hit driver right down the middle, split the two ponds, and hit a wedge up there. Probably an 8-iron, 9-iron, depending on where they hit it. And they'll navigate those difficult pin places. That's one of the toughest greens on the golf course. Seven is somewhat of a long, it's a 3-shot par five. It's pretty rare you can go for that thing in two, just the way it sets and all that. So you'll see, it'll be a 3-shot, but you'll see some birdies there. I think that's a neat, pretty puttable green. Eight, very short par three, shares green with number two, super cool. And then nine is probably also a three-shot par five. I just don't think you're going to see them going for, like, it's a really difficult go at it second shot. The desert cuts in near the green and you have to be extremely accurate, which they are, but we'll see. The back nine's where it gets exciting. 10's a birdie hole. 11, they'll get it down the hill. It'll be a birdie hole. 12, I think, can be a birdie hole depending on the pin. 13's a short par five where they can make birdie. 14 is a really short par four. Depending on where the tee is, they can go for that one. 15 is the longest of the par threes, but totally gettable. 16's one of the toughest holes they'll play. Very difficult green, long par four. I would suspect par will be a great score on that one. The shortest par three is 17, little postage stamps, you know, kind of style. And then 18's a gettable par five. So, you know, should see some great scoring. Should be a lot of fun to see the way the ladies take it. BlackDesertEvents.com. Get your tickets. Come down. Enjoy the week. BlackDesertEvents.com. All right, shifting gears to the PGA Tour. Last week, Justin Thomas at Hilton Head, signature event, gets a win. Probably didn't think that it would take over 1,000 days to get that 16th win on the PGA Tour after he won the 15th. It was 59 starts between wins. Bob, with that kind of gap, we just went through this with Rory McIlroy on an even grander stage. He wasn't winless on tour, but majors is all that mattered for him. But how about a string like that? Similar to Rory with the majors, pressure starts to mount. I mean, this is a guy that once reached number one in the world, and now Justin Thomas back in the winner's circle.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that transpired during that period of time after his last championship. At the PGA in Southern Hills, correct?
Yep.
Southern Hills,
that's right.
2022. So he had done some things with his golf swing. And so a lot of times, the thing you have to understand is when people make changes to their golf swing, it's not like they're instant. Your body continues to do the same things you were doing before because you have done the things to make that repeatable. Well, now you got to do some new things to change. And a lot of times it's not big, huge changes. Then the other thing is he's worked on his putting so much that finally has taken place. That putt that he made on the first playoff hole from about 18, 20 feet, big left to right breaker from about a foot and a half, 2 feet outside the left side of the hole, and he poured it right in the center to win it. So 5-2 now in playoffs. Andrew Novak is 0-1. But Andrew, it was kind of heartbreaking to see him not win last week because he's from that area and he played a lot of his junior golf and high school and collegiate golf in the area. But a great finish for Andrew Novak, finishing second in that signature event. But Justin Thomas, wow. It was great to see him win with rounds of 61, 69, 69, 68 there for 17 under par there at Hilton Head.
Yeah, no shame in losing to Justin Thomas if you're Andrew Novak. But how about this? He played in the final group for the third time this season. That's the most of any player on the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Seems like it's just a matter of time, right?
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler, he's the world number one. He was the defending champ. Tied for eighth. A lot of people are asking, you know, what's wrong with Scotty? We know about the hand and all that kind of stuff, but he's not that far off, right? I mean, it's not like he's playing terrible.
He's coming. Yep. Yeah, once he played a couple of events, you know, then he had a runner up and he's stringing along some top 10 finishes. He played well at Augusta, finished fourth there. Gets an eighth place finish this week. I think he's another guy that you got to watch out for at the PGA Championship.
So he's played six or eight times this year.
Eight times this year, one runner-up, five top tens, and he's made every cut, all top 25s. He's already made $4.5 million, almost $5 million this year. But his worst finishes are tied for 25th in Phoenix and a tied for 20th at the Players. I mean, he's playing some really good golf. He just hasn't got across the finish line yet this year.
So he's playing well. Most people would mm-hmm. be thrilled with a start to the season like that. Means
Heck
they're about
yeah.
to break through and win at any point in time. But when you're coming off the season that he had last year,
right.
you start to wonder, well, what's wrong with Scottie Scheffler? Do you think that the hand is bothering him more than what we know, or is it just simply got him out of rhythm to the point where it's just set him back a little bit?
I think the latter is definitely what it is. You know, he probably had his schedule all geared up and ready to go, and then that happened, and now he has to shift his schedule. He has to, you know, come into Pebble Beach, although it was his first event, and he finishes tied for ninth. He still gets a top 10. But Phoenix, you know, defending champion there, and doesn't have such a great start. Finishes tied for 25th. That's not a good start for him. But you know, you start playing more and more signature events, Players Championship, plays in Houston, and runner up again there for 2 years in a row, and Masters fourth place finish. So I think what we're going to see. A really good golf out of Scottie Scheffler, and I think you'll see wins out of him as well.
Well, that would seem to be the case. Coming up next week, as we mentioned, we'll be down at Black Desert. We'll be broadcasting Real Golf Radio from the LPGA event down there, and would invite you to tune in, check us out, follow along all week long at Real Golf on X, and join the conversation. Let us know when you're down there as well. We'll take a short break. America's favorite caddy joins us next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, America's favorite caddy, will join us coming up in a few minutes. Just talking about some of the play of the top players. You know, there's always expectations coming into the mix. And for the last several years, you've picked Rory McIlroy to win the Masters. Yeah. To fulfill the career grand slam, and it, you know, hadn't happened until this year. So your prognostication is for Jordan Spieth go on to win the PGA Championship and add another name to that career grand slam club. So we're just a few weeks away from that. We'll be doing a PGA Championship preview. But when you start looking at rankings, Justin Thomas jumps in with another win, as we mentioned. Spieth needs another win here pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely does. You know, he showed some play on the upswing, but, you know, he definitely needs to get some of the consistency going and getting his nose into the mix. You know, with the schedule coming on the PGA Tour, you look at Jordan Spieth with the Byron Nelson coming up, which he'll play. So, I mean, he'll play as many events as he can prior to the PGA Championship and try to feel like he's rounding into form.
Well, he's currently 30th on the Ryder Cup points.
Yeah.
So you start looking and say, okay, with the win, Justin Thomas jumped up three spots to get inside the top six.
Mm-hmm.
So he is currently sitting on six. And then you look down the list, and there's Jordan Spieth at 30th. He's up two spots to 30th, but he needs to get a whole lot closer. So it's that part where you go, okay, you start splitting the season into quarters, right, based around the majors. And when you start looking at that and go, okay, where are we at right now? I don't even have to look at the numbers to know that the Europeans have had a better year so far than what the Americans have.
Oh, of course they have.
Right? I mean, it has been really, really good. So here's where things stand then when you start looking at Ryder Cup. Scottie Scheffler. Now, you'd say, hey, we got Scottie, so, you know, what else matters kind of thing. That's what you would think coming into the year. Now the European team can say, well, we got Rory, so what else matters? Right? So
That's exactly right.
You got Scotty, then you got Xander. And by the way, Xander's not exactly having.
He's been hurt.
Yeah, the year that he
both
wanted.
Of those, our top two guys have been hurt this year.
Colin Morikawa had high expectations for him coming into the Masters. Didn't really have a stellar week. Bryson DeChambeau somehow, Bob, still sticks into fourth position in the Ryder Cup standings. And that's, of course, he's the reigning U.S. Open champion. And in the off years, the only events that actually tally points are the major championships. So he's got that.
Yeah, and he also has the first major of the year and finishing up there in the top eight in the first major of the year. I think tied for seventh.
Did he drop
like that?
I thought he was at fifth. Did he drop all the way to below?
I don't know. He might have gone all the way down there.
He didn't finish first or second, even though he's in that last group. Russell Henley is having a great year. He's there at fifth, and Justin Thomas, as you mentioned, slides in at sixth.
Yeah, Henley a win at API, and Justin Thomas a win at Hilton Head.
So let's just stop there, and then let's jump over to the rankings on the European Tour.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, the top of the rankings is going to be Rory McIlroy. He's had a tremendous year. He's got Pebble Beach. He's got the Players and the Masters.
Yep, the Masters.
You can't draw it up any better than that.
He's got a 1,900 point lead on number one. Yeah.
Wow.
Over Tyrrell Hatton.
Interesting that Tyrrell Hatton is second. Justin Rose, by the way, he jumped up a spot. He's sitting there at third. And then one of the Højgaard brothers, Rasmus, at fourth, Shane Lowry at fifth, and Ludvig Åberg at sixth. So I'm just going to look at that and go, okay, I wouldn't want to face Rory. I might take my chances with Tyrrell, although he can get it going for sure in Ryder Cups. Justin Rose is a Ryder Cup killer. Højgaard will somehow turn into Superman, and I wouldn't want a piece of Lowry or Oberg in those things, right? So,
right.
And then you start dropping down, and it's like, huh, Fleetwood, Dietrich, Nicholas Højgaard is playing well. Victor Hovland's all the way down at 12th. You know, he's going to pop up there. Robert McIntyre is
all the
playing
way down
some
there
great
too.
Golf. He's at 13. And then you slide, you keep going down there, and Sepp Straka is at 19.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think Sepp Straka is going to be on that list? John Rahm's at 26. Now, he hasn't been playing great, but Rory's already said he's going to find a way to get him on the team.
Yeah, get him involved somehow. So it's kind of interesting. They're pretty stacked at the top six, and then it's all a matter of who's going to get picked and who's going to be playing the best between now and the end of the time when they take their final six picks.
So let's go back to the U.S. team and go 7 through 12. Maverick McNealy, Brian Harman, J.J. Spahn, Patrick Cantlay at 10. Andrew Novak up 13 spots with his playoff loss last week in a signature event. He's at 11. And then Harris English sits at 12. Tom Hoagie got bounced outside the top 12 last week. Daniel Berger, by the way, climbing up there. Daniel Berger's quietly having a year.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even talked about Daniel Berger this year, and he's sitting there at 14th and has had some great play. Lucas Glover slid down. He's at 15th. Billy Horschel down to 16th. Do you think Billy gets a pick just for being on that Atlanta Drive, TGL winning team? No?
I don't think so.
Wyndham Clark is continuing to fall. He's at 17. Tony Finau down three spots to number 18.
Number 18, we've got Akshay Bhatia at number 20, Keegan Bradley at 21.
Max Homa is down to 24.
24, yep. Sahith Theegala at 27. Jordan Spieth at number 30. So, top six aren't so bad because they're doing pretty decent. Scotty's starting to round into form. Xander will come on by Ryder Cup time, and Colin Morikawa will find something also. If don't forget, he finished second to Russell Henley at the API, and then Bryson is liable with his moxie and how he's playing and that kind of thing in majors and the U.S. Open winner last year. He's going to be there. Justin Thomas is going to find a way to get himself further up.
Be in there.
Yeah, but then it's just a matter of who's had the experience before in the Ryder Cup and who's playing the best going into the Ryder Cup when the final picks are made as well.
Well, Keegan Bradley, incidentally, sits at 21, and that's a big story. Would Keegan be on the team, or is he going to be captaining the team? I actually love seeing him there at 21 as much as I really enjoy watching him play. And if he was on top of his game, I would want him to be there for sure to help the team, but I just think it's too much to carry. This is a this is a very unique opportunity for Keegan. And it does, I guess, cut into his playing time just a little bit because he's not really in that past prime captain's age that you normally see guys. But given the nod and the opportunity to do it there in New York, like, you can't lose this one. Like, this is – Keegan has nothing to gain and everything to lose on this one. Like, nobody expects him to be anything, but he has the opportunity to cement himself, with some serious legacy. He'd have to be one of the youngest, winningest Ryder Cup captains ever for Team USA, right? So there's all those kind of things that play into it. So he's got to have his guys going, right? He needs guys to be able to play really, really well. And I just look at that top of the list. I love Scheffler, Schauffele, Morikawa, Bryson. That's a strong top four. There's no question about it. Justin Thomas will probably be in there as well. That's a strong five. And Russell Henley's having a good year. Outside of that, I mean, no one's really stepping up. Maverick McNealy doesn't have any experience, but he's had a good year. Brian Harman has some experience. Probably not my go-to guy that I would necessarily want. Same thing with J.J. Spahn. Cantlay, for the mess he made in the Ryder Cup, 2 years ago, I'd be fine if he wasn't on the team, but he'll probably play his way on there. And then you need a guy like Tony or Homa or somebody to get hot and work their way into that
list. Oh, and I think they will. I think they will. There's a lot of golf between now and the end when they make their final picks. So
Sam Burns, once a stalwart, is down to 26th.
Yeah, he's kind of had a rough time recently.
So anyway, that's a look at where things stand in the Ryder Cup, which is not too soon to take a look at. So schedule-wise, Bob, as you mentioned, you got the Byron Nelson that's coming up. Where do they go before they hit Quail Hollow and the Players' Championship?
Okay, so the Truist Championship is May 8th through 11th. That's upcoming.
Where's that?
And that's in Philadelphia. So we've got, first of all, we got New Orleans. Then we got the CJ Cup at Byron Nelson.
Yeah.
Which is in McKinney, Texas, May 1st through 4th. Then the Truist Championship, May 8th through 11th, is being played there at in Philadelphia at the Cricket Club.
Yeah, correct? That's where the caddy's hanging out, Philly Cricket. Yep. Yeah. We're supposed
that's
to
where
be
he's working
catching up
right
with him
now.
Coming up next. Yeah.
Yep. Then the week of the PGA Championship, or excuse me, the week of the Truist Championship also has the One Flight Myrtle Beach Classic. So that's an opposite field event. The Truist Championship is a signature event.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep. One Flight Myrtle Beach is opposite week, and then we go the 15th through the 18th for the PGA Championship.
Okay.
So, and Quail that's Hollow. At Quail Hollow.
Then Xander Schauffele, followed, defending champ. Followed,
what's that?
Xander Schauffele is the defending champ.
Yeah. And then follow that up with Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas, Colonial Invitational, which is the Charles Schwab Challenge. And then followed by Memorial, the Canadian Open, and then the U.S. Open.
Bryson DeChambeau defending Oakmont. We got to get Johnny on again.
We do. We're heading out there pretty quick.
That's going to be fun.
Week from Monday.
That's going to be fun.
Yep.
Can't wait for that one. So, all right. When we come back, we'll catch up with America's favorite caddy. We also hear there's some rumblings about potential changes to the format on the Tour Championship. So we'll talk about that and what we know and what's being rumored about. We'll hit that next, plus America's favorite caddy right here on Real Golf Radio.
The LPGA Tour is coming to Utah. Don't miss your chance to see the best players in the world at the Black Desert Championship May 1st through 4th at Black Desert Resort in St. George. Tickets are on sale now, including hospitality, at blackdesertevents.com. Take it a step further and play in the Pro-Am or walk inside the ropes as an honorary observer. Packages and details available at blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. The LPGA Tour at Black Desert. I'll see you there.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is. The Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio, and as we alluded to earlier, he's been doing some work out at Philly Cricket Club. What a cool spot that I've never been but can only imagine. Caddy, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. This is what a nice place. The weather here is just like that beautiful Denver weather. It's perfect. And I got to tell you something, and I've told a number of the members here that I've run into on the course, that we have a problem, Houston. I've never been to a club with nicer people than the people at the Philly Cricket Club. They're so nice. And I said, being from D.C., a D.C. native, more or less, born in Baltimore, which really makes me a Baltimorean, but pretty much D.C. And so... Yes. So anyway, D.C. and Philly are pretty big rivals in many ways, especially in sports. And I'm not used to Philly. Philly people aren't supposed to be this nice. They're not supposed to be nice here. You've heard about all the stuff. And anyway, I will say there was this group of older gentlemen who I met on the third or fourth tee today. They were pretty funny, and they were talking about, they knew I was from D.C. Later in the round, I'm just walking by this one hole, and all of a sudden I hear this yelling, and they're standing in the fairway from 40 yards away going, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! I mean, I'm like, really? Really? On a golf course? I mean, I know you guys won the Super Bowl recently, but, you know, give it a rest. Anyway.
It's Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
All right. So I got a couple. First, tell us about Philly Cricket. I mean,
yeah.
I know it. Okay. Obviously, the name is appropriate because there is a cricket club there, but obviously some iconic golf as well.
Yeah. So I'm not even sure how many golf courses there are at the Philly Cricket Club. There's one here, and then there's one a little bit up to the north there, and then there's the one in the more down in the city that's now, I think, just nine holes where they played the U.S. Open originally when they first played the first U.S. Open they played at Philly Cricket. I think that's the story. But, I mean, the members of the club. So Tillinghast and George Thomas were members of the club. Mm. George Thomas won the club championship multiple times. It's a Tillinghast course. And
Those are good courses.
Hills on it. Yeah, it's got some hills on it. They didn't call him Hilly Tilly for nothing. but I didn't. I said Hilly Tilly in Philly. I added that myself.
Oh, so, my.
Oh, but it's a very good golf course. I like the courses where I'd say, man, I could play here every day. It's fairly generous off the tee. It's very Tillinghast looking. The green designs, we could have some fun on the greens here. It really depends
uniqueness,
on what they
what about
do
the uniqueness of those?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was asking, you know, what do you think they're going to shoot? I think the scores could be pretty low here, but you could make it. You can defend the heck out of it on the greens if you want to with hole locations. There's a lot of rock and roll. You're going to see some big break and putts. There's some tiers on the greens. There are some, the par threes are kind of cool. There's a couple fairly short little par threes with greens that just go vertical into these deep bunkers right next door to the greens.
I love that.
Of the green. I mean, if you get in there, you're going to have a, you could go back and forth on these.
Love it.
They're not going to be easy up and downs. It's like a little bit of a scare. It's not postage stamp exactly, but it's a scary little par three that you could make a double on a heartbeat with a wedge in your hand. Right. So
yep.
Those are, yeah, it's like one of them escaped from Marion or vice versa. There's that one on the back nine at Marion, right? That got Phil in the US Open. So,
by the way, aren't there usually, isn't that usually where the tiers are, is on the greens? I mean, I guess you could have tiers on the tee box, but, you know, most of the time the tiers happen on the greens. Made putts,
so
missed
two
putts.
Of these are, no, the, these, a couple of these, the little par three, has an almost dead flat green.
He's not following me on the tiers, but that's okay. I was suggesting TEA.
Oh,
not tiers. Yeah.
Tears.
Sorry, you said tiers.
Like crying tears.
You said there's tiers on the green. I'm like, yeah, I'll bet there are lots of times.
Tears for fears.
Tears are good for you. All right, sorry. That wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but it was swing and a miss. All right, moving on. So where would you put this in iconic golf venues? Because one of the things we were talking about, we got the U.S. Open Media Day coming up in about 10 days at Oakmont. And the USGA, John Bodenhammer, is always talking about how venues matter to where players win their majors. And so the USGA is committed to going to these cathedrals of the game and all this kind of stuff. And you think about Oakmont, that's one of the cathedrals. When you say Philly Cricket Club, again, I've never been there, but it just kind of oozes history and charm and just iconic. That's what I think of.
Well, it has a ton of history, having held, I think, a couple U.S. Opens and also some high-end USGA events. So it's one of those. We played a senior event up at Fox Chapel. And it's kind of like, it reminds me of that a lot. But it's one of the great golf courses one of the issues is when you're right next door to Pine Valley and Marion, it's kind of hard to stand out.
Mm.
Right. And so it's a great golf course. It's a classic, great golf course. It's not going to play. If you tighten the fairways, you could easily play a U.S. Open here. No problem. They're just a little too generous for that probably. But yeah, I mean, I think it's gotten its ranking up into the top 100. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not really sure. It's way better than that though.
Mm.
So the rankings. It's all subjective, political, all that kind of stuff, all those rankings. But I think, look, it's like, remember when Gary McCord had the line about going from Cypress Point to Poppy Hills? You know, when you leave Cypress Point to go to another golf course, that's not a good thing. I don't care where you're going.
Cypress is an iconic golf course, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Brian,
yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at the U.S. Open. They have 25 years into the future U.S. Open golf courses.
Venues already set?
Venues. 25 years. Okay? So you got Oakmont this year. Shinnecock Hills next year. Pebble Beach in 27. Wingfoot in 28. Pinehurst in 29. And Marion in 30.
It's a pretty good start to the 25 years.
And that's wow. and that's kind of the rota, right? The rota.
It is.
It's
you know, and yeah, that's what I was noticing.
90.
Yep.
Yeah, nine out of ten of them are at those venues going forward for a long time.
Yeah, Riviera in 31, Pebble again in 32.
Riviera sneaks in there.
Oakmont in 33.
What about Olympic?
Oakland Hills.
What about
in
Olympic?
34. I didn't see it.
When's Olympic in there?
I didn't see it. Pinehurst, Shinnecock, Pebble Beach in 37, the Country Club in 38. L.A. Yeah. North in 39, and Marion again in 40.
No Olympic in there, huh?
I don't see it. Nope.
Boy, I'm putting in a vote for Olympic. That's one of the hardest courses you'll ever play.
Yeah. Oh, my. That's a good one.
Yeah. And it's got the Burger Dog. I mean, maybe that's really where my heart lies, but...
Oh, we're talking about food.
There, we're not going to go down there. So, most iconic golf venues. We just talked about a bunch of them. Can you put anything above Augusta National, though, simply from what they've established with the Masters since 1934 and everything that they do to kind of preserve and also evolve what they do there at Augusta? It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to go St. Andrews 1. And Rock Creek Golf Club, where I started playing golf, number 2, and then Augusta. That's how I'm ranking it.
All right.
Well, I could understand St. Andrews number 1 and Augusta number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of history?
No, I...
Yeah.
I
Well, look, not just because of history.
I don't know why... What is the need to rank everything... bestest and second bestest and third bestest. They're all awesome. All everything in the top whatever is awesome. You know, oh, who's the best basketball? Who's the best golfer of all time? Well, you know, you're the best golfer of your time. You're not the best golfer of all time. There's few things that can just say, oh, that's the best of all time. You know, maybe Michael Phelps is the best swimmer of all time, and you really can't argue that one. Maybe. I don't really know enough about swimming, but I'm pretty sure he is. So anyway, are you talking about Augusta for the tournament that it produces, the championship it produces?
I was talking about iconic golf venues to win a major championship.
Yeah. So the advantage that Augusta has over all the others is that it's played there every year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not just played there. If you played the U.S. Open at one course every year, you might say, oh, well, there's, you know, this is better than that, or that's better than this. So Augusta is amazing. It really is. I can say that there's two places I've walked on to, maybe three, that you almost feel like these are holy grounds of golf. St. Andrews just reeks of it. I mean, holy cow. It doesn't get it. But Augusta's like that. I always felt like Augusta seems like an elevated place when you walk through the gates, and St. Andrews feels like that. Kind of feel like that at Cypress Point, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the three that make me feel like you're walking on hallowed ground. So
see, that's what I'm talking about.
See, and incidentally,
yeah.
Caddy, incidentally, Augusta and Cypress Point, my dad's favorite two golf courses.
Yeah.
You're in good company.
No one's going to argue that.
Nope, not at all.
You could have very good reasons for your favorite golf courses to be included with a different one.
Yeah.
That people would argue, but they're not going to argue those two.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'd almost think the same guy designed them. Yep.
Yep. Okay. I got one last question for you before we run out of time. We got 2 minutes. So I brought this up in hour number one, but my brother had a conversation with my brother-in-law, and he had to explain to him why he didn't get invited to play in a pro-am. And it was because he was a slow player, but he didn't know he was a slow player. That was one of the most gentle like tender conversations that you would have to have with somebody. So I want to know how do you let somebody know, hey man, you're just slow. That's why you didn't get invited.
You gotta speed it up.
What's the best way to, you know,
let somebody down lightly?
Yeah. I need some help from the caddy on this one.
Well, that brings to mind when Chuck Moore was caddying for Larry Mize. He told Larry at some point in time that, Larry, you know, you need to speed up a little bit. Larry Mize is the nicest person you've ever met. He had no idea that he was a slow player at the time. He did not even, it was a shock to him. And of course, Larry, being the kind of personality he was, immediately was just horrified that he was, and he did things about it and sped up. So that's the first thing to consider, is that the slow player may not know, and likely does not know, that he's a slow player. Now, if he has several scars on his body from being hit by tee shots by the group behind him, we would hope that that would be an indication that maybe something's wrong with this picture. But I think what you do, I think the best thing here, like most things in life, is you don't bring it up. You let it get to a point where it's late July or August, it's really hot, you're frustrated, it's been a long summer, grueling summer, you just double bogeyed the last two par fives, and you just basically lose your composure and just start screaming at your buddy about how slow he is and you can't take it anymore, and you walk off the golf course, and now you got to call and apologize to him and you feel terrible. That's really the best way to handle it, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's solid advice there, Caddy. Good stuff. Yeah, wow.
Yep, let it come to a head.
Hey, Caddy, as always, we appreciate it. LPGA coming to Black Desert next week. We're excited about that, so we'll talk to you from that event next Saturday.
How's the weather out there in the desert?
80 degrees. Going to be absolutely delightful.
Yep.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm gonna go before I start coughing. There's a little pollen going on here. So
thanks, Caddy.
Y'all be good.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. And that wraps it up for us. For Bob Casper, Dave Glauser, our producer, I'm Brian Taylor. As always, thanks for joining us. Hit us up on X at Real Golf. And we'll see you next week from the LPGA Black Desert Championship here in Utah. Can't wait. Till then, so long.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. And join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.